Chapter 32. July 5th, 1810. Grouseland Mansion, Indiana Territory. So, the Shawnee prophet says I buy land from those who don't own it and have no right to sell it. That is his claim, is it not, Johnny? That has been his claim for 5 years now.
Johnny Logan sat in the chair before the fire, sipping whiskey in one of the fine leaded crystal glasses Harrison kept on his desk.
Yes, Governor, that is his claim. And he uses his self-proclaimed authority as prophet to label all those who do as witches, and orders their death. And that has stopped legitimate land purchases by the U.S. government, by me.
Yes, Governor.
Then, Johnny, it is time. It is time to confront the problem head on. I will invite him here to prove his claim publicly. If he cannot, and he won't be able to, I will have disclaimed him. It will either debunk his authority with the tribes or give me license to remove him by force as a false prophet and an assassin.
A look of smug satisfaction flickered on Harrison's face. Johnny Logan set his drink down on the leather coaster on Harrison's desk and steeled himself. He had to say this now.
Governor, when you challenge the prophet to stop the sun...
Harrison's head snapped toward him, anger now showing. Johnny Logan held up his hand, palm out, to stop him.
I know you won't like this, Governor, but you need to hear it.
The expression remained, but Harrison sat back deeply into his chair to signify he was listening.
When you first challenged the prophet, I tried to tell you about him, but you did not want to hear.
Harrison stayed deep in his chair, but gave a slow, single nod of his head.
He is my uncle.
Harrison did not move, but his left eyebrow shot up in astonishment. Only when he was certain Harrison would not speak did Johnny continue.
I tell you this so you may believe that I understand what I am about to say. You have a phrase in English to describe him. He is a puppet.
Now Harrison sat up. His motion was slow, but enough to indicate he would engage in conversation.
Of whom?
My other uncle.
I'm afraid you'll have to explain all this to me, Johnny.
And for the next 15 minutes, Johnny Logan gave William Henry Harrison a brief history of his mother's family. Harrison sat quietly attentive, and aside from the soft noise made when his glass was set onto the coaster, didn't make a sound the entire time. When Johnny stopped talking, a satisfied smile spread slowly across Harrison's face.
Johnny, the first book ever written regarding warfare was penned 500 years before Christ by a general named Sun Tzu. His first two rules were know thyself and know thy enemy. Only then may you begin to prepare to vanquish him. I am now ready to begin.